Lawrence Bernstein is the director of Great Speech Writing and has published a blog about David Cameron's speech. Hello to you, Lawrence.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So far, I'm not getting very much support for his speech. Were you impressed by it?
Yeah, well, I was. I think before we go into it, it's probably worth saying that, you know, Peter and others are obviously commenting on the politics. I think I'm here to talk about the speech itself and the way it was written and delivered. And from that perspective, yeah, I think it was outstanding.
Well, I have to be honest, I was pretty impressed by moments of it. I mean, it was incredibly well written.
It was very well written, and it unlike some of the other party conference speeches that led to it, it had a very clear structure to it. It flowed beautifully. It led to a natural conclusion. It was delivered with real power and substance. And if you believe it, and that's where the politics comes in, it was pretty flawless. And I think, you know, we give a huge amount of advice to people giving speeches all around the world, and all of the main tips that we offer, you could tick off one by one in terms of Cameron abiding by them.
Do you think that he sounded statesmanlike when he delivered it?
Absolutely. I think he was trying to do two things. And the first was to appear prime ministerial, because that is where he has his biggest plus point against Ed Miliband. And I think everything he did, not just the content, but the way he structured it, you know, the way he used a lectern, you know, which actually looked a bit like something out the West Wing. And he used the same lectern, you know, the same approach he's used recently in a number of big speeches. The angle he took, the fact that he didn't get into petty politics at the start of his speech. He didn't even mention the opposition, I don't think, for about the first 10, 15 minutes. The fact he started with patriotism. It was all trying to create the image, or continue the image, of a leader, somebody in control, and somebody who is truly prime ministerial.
Ed Miliband has been criticised for his speech, as you mentioned, and there were key issues which were forgotten, as he was doing the whole thing, I understand, without notes. But is there a danger that if we focus too much on the style and the slickness, we ignore the key issues and the policies that are announced during these kinds of speeches?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Again, you go back, sometimes it's very easy to get drawn into the personalities and into the politics. So if we just step back from it for a second and think about it in terms of a speech, I've compared this to a wedding, the Miliband performance to a wedding speech, where the groom stands up without notes, tries to sort of appear relaxed and impassioned, sits down, and it turns out he's forgotten to mention his own mother. And it's a very similar thing, that actually no one begrudges somebody using their notes if they've got some substance and if the speech holds together properly. And unfortunately, you know, it's something Cameron pulled off when he stood for the leadership of the Conservative Party, but Miliband failed with horribly last week.
Do these kinds of style things, do they wash with the public? I mean, I remember the famous speech when Tony Blair decided he was going to deliver the whole thing and take his jacket off and make it all very kind of, you know, here I am, just a normal guy, I'm a bit hot with my jacket on, but I'm like you. And there was a lot of talk from people saying, you know, oh, I really like that Tony Blair, I like the way he took his jacket off. Do these things work?
I think over time, particularly in the last 10, 15 years with the advent of social media, they work less and less. I think the world is very cynical. I think we've seen all the tricks before. I think we are all, our first impression is not necessarily to believe politicians, which is very sad. But I still think that the art of rhetoric and then the ability to speak with real clarity and real power does still hold some sway. But I think we do take it with more of a pinch of salt than perhaps we would have 40, 50 years ago.
Lawrence, very nice speaking to you. Thanks for your time. Lawrence Bernstein, who's the director of Great Speech Writing and has published a blog about David Cameron's speech.